information for the president's Supreme Court nominee, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first African-American woman ever to hold the title of justice.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just before the historic vote, 53-47, as three Republicans joined Democrats to support Judge Jackson. She'll replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who's serving out the rest of this term. The White House planning an event to celebrate the confirmation tomorrow, despite a recent string of high-profile COVID cases in Washington. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll be an outside event.
It is supposed to be a beautiful day. I'm not a weather person, but that is what everything is telling us. And also, we want to be able to invite a large number of people, and this would enable us to do that.
She also defers to CDC guidelines after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive, was deemed to not be a close contact for the president, though, who tested negative last night. Those two had brief interactions at events in the past 2 days. Pelosi is asymptomatic following isolation protocols and rescheduling her planned trip overseas. Earlier, the U.S. Senate holding two unanimous votes to target Russia's economy, voting to suspend normal trade relations and to ban imports of Russian oil, codifying what President Biden had done by executive order. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a NATO meeting in Brussels.
The sickening images and accounts coming out of Bucha and other parts of Ukraine have only strengthened our collective resolve and unity.
Vowing to keep ramping up the pressure on Russia over what the West calls war crimes in Ukraine. A manhunt in Israel after a deadly shooting in central Tel Aviv. Reports of at least two people killed, another eight wounded. There's no word yet on a possible motive, but tensions have been soaring after recent attacks by Palestinians killed 11 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York's attorney general wants to penalize the former president for not complying with a court order.
The office of Letitia James has filed a contempt motion against former President Trump for not submitting documents, financial statements for him and for his organization. In addition to contempt, the New York attorney general proposes a fine of $10,000 per day until he complies. He's missed a deadline of March 31st, which was an extension the former president's lawyers requested from earlier in the month. James is asking for immediate intervention by the court to secure the documents or impose the penalties. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Trump is appealing a February ruling that requires him to testify under oath in a civil probe of his business practices. Meantime, the Manhattan DA is confirming that a criminal investigation of Trump's business dealings also continues, despite a recent shakeup in that probe's leadership. Michigan goes to court to recognize abortion as a right.
It's a preemptive lawsuit against prosecutors in 13 Michigan counties with an abortion clinic to make abortion a right under the state constitution, with Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer essentially asking the state Supreme Court to immediately resolve the issue over a 176-year-old abortion ban that could take effect if Roe v. Wade were ever to be vacated, and comes as the U.S. Supreme Court considers allowing states to ban abortions. Michigan is among eight states with unenforced abortion bans enacted before the 1973 Roe decision. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's day four of jury deliberations at the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer. The defense claims entrapment by the FBI. A turnaround on Wall Street. The day started with a triple-digit decline. The Dow finishes up nearly 90 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.